I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Guys, it's Sue. I am reporting live on the ground from Los Angeles, California, from my bed. There's been some updates to the Nexium case since we first reported on it, and they're very important, and I encourage you to listen to this all the way through because they're enlightening. First of all, as Instagram user and very intrepid reporter of 90 Day Fiancé goings on, Katie Not Holmes alerted me of. So yes, I am involved in the 90 Day Fiancé digital community, you can say that. So, and she is a big memer in that community. I spend my days doing important work, what can I say? So Katie Not Holmes informed me that Keith actually had a request for bond that was being ruled on this week. I obtained the document, his request for bond document, and it's 13 pages long, and it's fascinating, and I'm going to put it in the show notes for you. It's claiming that he's poor, that driving to Mexico was not fleeing the country, that he should be let out on bond because he's not a flight risk. It's just really bananas. But the great thing about this bond document is that it opened my eyes to a lovely website called Frank Report. It's called frankreport.com, and it's all things Nexium. A little petty and fascinating in the way that, you know, like your soap dirt, your Daily Mail, it's something like that. So I would check that out for more intrepid reporting. I'm going to link to this bond document in our show notes. And there was one thing I do want to clarify, is that I know that we didn't hit hard enough on the sex cult aspect of Nexium in the previous episode. I want to be super clear that this was a sex cult. Allison Mack is being charged for sex trafficking, which is convincing in the fact that convincing women to sleep with Ranieri and manipulating them into doing so. We don't know the extent of what else happened, whether there's sex parties or things like that. We don't know right now. We don't know that those details haven't been released by the government or by the media or by the FBI that's charging them. So hopefully we'll get some nice juicy details on that as the case progresses. So it is a sex call. It is very, very bad. And I think for me, the thing that I think I'm very gullible. So after reading the court document from his lawyer, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe he's not so bad. And like, just because I'm gullible and whoever presents a good argument, I will believe them, which is like dumb. I'm not dumb. I want to believe that people are good. So after reading the document, I was like, oh, he's not so bad. But then I was on Frank Report and I was looking and there was a picture with all these women's Nexium brands, like in a row. So there was probably like six in a row of these Nexium brands of Keith Raniere and Allison Mack's initials. And I was like, oh, no. This is bad. It's a very bad cult. There's nothing good about it at all. So make no mistake, it's bad. They're all bad. Another thing they ruled on this week is that Keith Raniere had to make it known who was covering his legal fees. So as I mentioned in the episode, they were covered by a trust and the lawyer said he didn't know who the trust was paid for, but he thinks it's Claire Bronfman. So the judge made a ruling that the people had to be more transparent. And so we could see who was providing the legal defense for Keith Raniere because Claire Bronfman is also accused and it would be a conflict of interest if she is covering his legal fees. So that is a thing, but the judge wanted to make it transparent, but he did not reveal the names to us, unfortunately, but I expect that they'll come out soon. His bail request was denied, thank God. What a fucking idiot. I hope he stays in jail.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
So the other piece of news, okay, we had boots on the ground from a very intrepid reporter, thank you all intrepid reporters out there, named Carolyn Keel, and she is the host of the Beyond 6 Seconds podcast, and she left us this voicemail.
Hey, StamWow. This is Carolyn. I'm calling because I really enjoyed your episode about Nexium. I actually thought that Stam sounded familiar, and then I remembered I had read about them a few years ago. I was an a cappella singer for many years, and apparently in the mid-2000s, Nexium started holding an a cappella conference just out of the blue, despite not having any experience in that area. The conference was like all expenses paid, targeted college students, and they invited some big names from the a cappella world to be part of it. Some attendees got some weird vibes at the conference and brought it to the attention of CASA, which is the Contemporary A Cappella Society, which is sort of like the industry association for a cappella singers. And they hadn't really heard much about Nexium before that. And the more they looked into it, the more suspicious they got. So there's actually a whole message thread online between some attendees of the conference for a cappella that Nexium ran, the leadership at CASA, and the leaders and supporters of Nexium. I wasn't involved in the discussion or any of this at all, and frankly, I'm glad I wasn't. But you can find the discussion online if you search for Nexium and a cappella. It's fascinating to see how Nexium gets drawn out into the open from the discussion for their sketchy history and strange behavior. Thanks so much for the show. Really enjoyed it. And take care. I hope you enjoyed this little update. Bye.
Thank you, Carolyn. Again, it is the Beyond 6 Seconds podcast. You should go and listen to that. So what she is saying is that Keith Raniere is deep into the a cappella scene. He sponsored an a cappella conference about 10 years ago. And there was, we don't know why, really, except I think he had an a cappella group and he loved to do a cappella. So he sponsored this group, or he sponsored this a cappella conference, and people were mad because afterwards they found out Nexium was a cult and Nexium had sponsored the conference, which I just think the randomness of this whole thing is crazy. So I did some research for you. I went on this website that she's talking about on this forum. And again, I'm going to link this in the show notes. And I haven't had time to read the whole thing, unfortunately, because it's this forum thread is 14 pages long, but it is fascinating. It's from 2008, and it is people talking all about the conference. They're talking about what they ate, and they're complaining about the food, and they're complaining. Apparently, Nexium sponsored it to get people's information to kind of solicit them for Nexium, is what it sounds like. But I had asked people for their social security numbers and everything, which is just like bananas to me. And to me, like, that is the craziest way to recruit people. Like, let me sponsor an a cappella concert. Who thinks of that? Who does that? That is so crazy. Like, what? How is that a corporate sponsor? Oh my God. Cults are sponsoring our songs now? I don't know, you guys. I don't know. It's crazy. But if you go on this, if you do a deep dive on this forum, you will see that there are. It's so old. I think that nobody remembers it except for Carolyn, thank God. But there are posts on there from Allison Mack, and there are posts on there from Nexium members who are talking about, you know, their involvement in the concert and their involvement in the conference, and how people need to be more grateful and how they're resentful that nobody appreciates what they did and all this stuff. And it is, wow, it is a good read, you guys. If you want a nice lighthearted laugh, I'm linking it in the show notes. This thread is epic and amazing, and you must, I implore you to do these things. And Claire Bronfman is even writing in this thread. It's like all the major players, this thread is still online, it still exists. And you got to get after it because it's ridiculous. So Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody. This is my gift to you. We will have a new episode, I think next week or the week after, I'm not sure. We're going to have some hometown scams, and then we've got a lot of great stuff coming up for you in 2019, so stick with us. Again, all this stuff is in the show notes, and have happy holidays. What else should I tell you? If you have your own scam stories, or you have anything to say about the cults we've covered, or the topics we covered, or times that you've been scammed, you can email us at scamwowpodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail like Carolyn did, you can call 347-509-9414. Again, it's 347-509-9414. 9414. We'd love to hear from you. You guys are great. I hope you're having an amazing holiday season, and we'll see you in 2019. Bye.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.